Hey y'all, it's your girl Famous Day. So with everything that's been happening, it's really been heavy on my heart, and it's like mind blowing, like that everything that's been happening from George Floyd, from the BLM movement, the Black Lives Matter movement. Like, just shout out to everybody that's actually on the front line and, you know, putting their life at risk and helping us to get change and get better results. It's just, of course, it's gonna take like decades and years for us to actually see change, but we know that we are doing something. We're marching for the correct purpose, you know what I'm saying, the right purpose in life. Maybe before this quarantine, or probably like a little in between the quarantine, I seen a video of a little girl saying that it was a little girl. She was like 4 years old. She was dark skin, and she was getting her hair done by this hairstylist, right? And she looked at herself, and I guess she looked at herself, and I don't know, but she said, "I'm ugly, like I'm so ugly." And that brought back memories of how I felt when I was a young child. And today I'm just sitting here. It's going to be me, you know, Cash is not here, but I'm just going to tell y'all my story and how I felt when I was growing up as a young kid and why I felt like that. So here we go. I always felt like I was ugly growing up, right? And I didn't understand why I felt like that, because my parents, listen, if you know me from like young, you know me now, my parents don't play about me. They don't play. They tell me I'm beautiful. They tell me I'm a beautiful young lady. Like, they will always encourage me, and they still do to this day. So I was in my feelings when I was young, I guess, but I never understood why I felt this way. Like, why would I ever feel like I was ugly? So when I seen that video, it was like, oh no, baby girl, don't ever say you ugly. You know what I'm saying? Like, that hairstylist, shout out to that hairstylist, because she told the young girl at 4 years old, not even just about your age, you are beautiful. Don't you ever, ever think you less than somebody else or less beautiful than somebody else. You are beautiful. You a young, dark-skinned, beautiful young baby. And I felt that. I was like, oh, that, like, and she started crying. The hairstylist started crying. I started tearing because, you know, no young child should feel that way. The reason why I felt this way is because maybe I just felt like, you know, guys wasn't attracted to me. Of course, I have a boyfriend now. We've been rocking for like 10 years now, okay? But I felt like I wasn't attractive enough. And I actually seen a video and did my research as well, that I seen a video and some girl was stating that Black girls had it worse. Like, they had it worse growing up than the light-skinned girls. And at first I'm like, hold on. How can that be true? But then, you know, doing my research and stuff like that, research, shows that dark-skinned females were, you know, had it harder growing up than the light-skinned, because they're gonna be attracted to a light-skinned girl, fat ass, big titties maybe, or big titties. You know, a female got one or the other, honestly. And if you got both, you're blessed, period. But guys are more attracted to that. I don't know if it was because their complexion, they may be lighter, and they just feel like that's the best option. But as I was young, I just never understood it. And I was like, I don't get it. Like, I just don't get it. Like, why do a guy have to be attracted to a light skin instead of attracted to a dark skin? Right? So with that being said, I really didn't get it. I really don't understand. So I felt like I was, honestly, I felt like I was ugly. But then going back to that video, I'm like, no, like, maybe I needed to hear that within the inner self, me, right? So me seeing that video, then I seen another video with everything going on, you know, like I said, George Floyd passing away, the Black Lives Matter movement. I seen of another video, and it was a video with the guy and his daughter, and they made up, you know, they made up a song, and it was just, I can't really remember it, but they made up a song basically for the little Black babies that may feel like they're ugly or whatever. Just some encouraging words in that song. And it was so beautiful to see, you know, the young girl singing with her father. It was so adorable. It was so cute. And, you know, the lyrics was something, it goes something like, you are beautiful, you are beautiful, something like that. And I just was like, oh, that is so sweet, right? So fast forward to a couple of days ago, I also seen another video of, you know, guys being like, seeing like they just attracted to light-skinned girls, and it's crazy. Like, I really wanted to tell my story because I feel like a lot of people know me, but a lot of people don't know how I may have felt when I was young. A lot of people know me from, like, just being jolly, being happy, being silly. And it just was like, yeah, I was all of that as a kid. I never actually told people how I felt when I was young. Like, my family don't even know how I felt when I was young. And that's the crazy part. So for them not to know and for me to hold that in, it was just on some, all right, what's wrong with me? Like, I had, and then the funny part is I had bad acne when I was young. So before I met my boyfriend, I just was like, oh no, like, I feel so ugly. I have bad acne. Nobody's want to talk to me. And then I also had friends. I had light-skinned girl friends. I had Puerto Rican friends. I had black friends. But my black friends was light-skinned. And I used to chill with my family members. And my family members was light-skinned. And every time we would walk down the block, it would be a guy trying to holler at them. And then I'm like, okay, well, maybe they don't find me attractive. Maybe I'm not that cute or whatever, whatever. So that's really a big part of it. And all to sum it up is like, it's the colorism. Let's talk about the colorism and why that happens. So when growing up, I felt like I was black, right? I was a black dark-skinned girl, but I wouldn't say I wasn't comfortable in my skin, because I always loved myself. That's one thing about it. Like, I always loved myself. I think my biggest thing was the attraction of other people. So people wasn't finding me attractive, such as boys or, I don't know, like, I ain't gay, but maybe a girl may find me attractive, like certain things like that. And then I would hang out, like, I was on a basketball team, varsity, starting out. So everybody would think I was gay or something. And it was like, no, all my friends are gay, but I'm not gay. You know what I'm saying? So when I was trying to put myself out there, and I'm not saying out there being like fast or, you know, like, it was just the attraction of it. Like, hey, I'm putting myself out there, like, I like boys, whatever, whatever. And, they, you know, some boys may feel intimidated, like, you play ball, like, nah, I don't want that. Like, they'll see me as a sis or something like that, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. But let's move on, because I ain't really care, you know what I'm saying? I'm still a baddest bitch, okay? That's not how I feel now, but I'm actually telling my story because I want people to, you know what I mean? I want people to actually feel good about themselves. If you out there and you know you have a son or a daughter and she feels this way and she tells you, maybe you got to know, you know, sit her down, sit him down and talk to him, especially with everything going on today. Because today, my black people, please, y'all need to know that I love y'all. If nobody else gonna love y'all, I love y'all, okay? We are beautiful. We are kind. We are loving. We started everything. You think about it. America could not be great without us black folks. Period. So let's get to this colorism. I actually didn't understand it until I seen somebody's video the other day, and they was like, let's talk about it. Black girls had it worse than light-skinned females, and it's true. I actually, like, you know, did the research, and it shows. And then me thinking about back, you know, when I was hanging out with, you know, some of my light-skinned friends, it still happens to this day. But now black females are now being published everywhere, like magazines, being on front lines of, you know, the different companies and stuff like that. So it's now that us black females are being recognized and being, you know what I'm saying, us dark-skinned females, I should say, because I'm talking about colorism. So when I'm talking about colorism, I'm trying to say, like, light skin from dark skin. Us African-American women put together is beautiful, right? All different shapes, sizes, colors, like, we just beautiful. But what I'm talking about is the light skin versus the blacks, the dark skins, excuse me. Because even though we have this problem in the world, in this society, about racism and blacks being, you know, downgraded and talked about and mistreated by white people, we also, our men, our black men also discredit and disown dark-skinned females. I don't know, but guys, y'all better get together, because we, black of the berry, sweeter the juice. I know that's right, okay? But yeah, I also wanted to tell you guys, like, me growing up, I just felt like the reason why, it's multiple reasons why I probably felt like I was ugly. One, I would say is because of the bad acne I had. I would go to dermatologists. My mother, my father would take me, like, they would give me cream and all of this. And I'm like, sometimes I'll see change, sometimes I won't. And then, that would make me get, like, you know, feel bad about my skin and just being within my skin. Like, I always loved myself, though. That's the funny part. I just felt like I was ugly. And then I also felt like I was ugly because it came a point in time in my family that my grandmother played favoritism when it came to me and my sister and my cousin. So me and my sister a little lighter than me, but she's not like light skin. But you know, she's a little caramel, a little dark caramel. And my grandmother would play racism, you know, like she would play, favoritism towards me and my cousins. My cousins is lighter as hell. They light skin. I don't know, maybe because she had a white father. She's light skin. Her eyes is pretty. Like, I just don't know. So, with that being said, it kind of hurt my feelings. Like, why would you ever do that as a grandmother? So when people talk about grandmas and you know, their grandmother and stuff like that and how they feel, I never actually had that interaction with my grandmother. Like, yeah, it would be jokes here and there, but me growing up, I could always see the favoritism she had going on, you know what I'm saying? And it was always, like, displayed in my face. Me and my sister, like, me and my, you know, like, we grown now, so me and my sister has that closure, but it was more of my grandmother being, she was playing her favoritism, but it was also, since I was dark, and I was, you know, like how Southern people would say black child, like she'll call me purple, she'll call me, like, it was basically like she was being racist towards me. And a lot of people don't know that. So a lot of people are like, oh my God, like, how can she do that? Boom, boom. And it's like, yeah, how can she do that? I never knew why, you know what I'm saying? And then when you confront somebody, of course, somebody is just going to like deny it, but it's okay. It's okay. Because even though she, you know, played the big part of being racist towards me, her father was white, right? So I started to analyze the situation. And even though it's not okay that she was racist towards me and still have her ways towards me, it's not okay, but it's all right to me. Because I'm going to run into a lot of people in this world that's going to show me 10 times worse than she did, you know what I'm saying? And I thank God that I had my parents to actually uplift me every day. I still have them to uplift me every day. I have my sister. Like, me and my immediate family is so tight that I really didn't need my grandparents for anything. Like, I didn't ask my grandparents for anything. I just always wanted that grandparent feeling, you know what I'm saying? So God bless the day when my grandfather passed away. It was just like an immediate change. Like, oh my God, like, my grandfather passed away. Me and my grandfather was, you know, somewhat close, but he was always good to me. Like, always good to me, laughing, joking, like, stuff like that. So that's what I really miss about him the most. But my grandmother, yeah, it was just, I don't know, she was just racist towards me. She, like, all jokes aside, I don't know. I always ask myself, like, why? And of course, like, you know, every family, they have their issues and stuff like that. But with mine, I was just like, I don't understand it. Especially being young, I just was like, this is not cool. Like, and I think since everything is going on now, and how society is being played out, I start to analyze certain things more. So I'm really okay with the fact that people gonna treat you the way they gonna treat you. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like it comes down to if you know the person, and if you actually know the person and you know the person is not going to change, excuse me, excuse me, guys. But if you know the person is not going to change, it's okay. You have to continue to live your life. You can't dwell on a situation that you may not have control over. You can't dwell on a situation that you didn't pray to God about. You pray and let go. You know what I'm saying? You keep moving on. Like me, I wouldn't be the person I am today without my parents and my sister, because, you know, far as the education wise. But I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for my immediate family. Like, I had my grandmother play favoritism towards me. I had my grandmother play, she was racist towards me, and I never understood it. Then I was also dealing with, as a young child being black, I was also dealing with, hey, why I'm not attractive? Why I feel like I'm not attractive? You know what I'm saying? And every time I was with my friends, I'm like, damn, y'all getting all the attention and stuff like that. And it was just like, well, maybe because y'all light skin. And that right there shouldn't even be an excuse. Like, hey, maybe because y'all light skin, I'm dark. Like, no. You know what I'm saying? So I was also dealing with certain things on my end. I just never shared it with a lot of people. So I think by me having this platform, I wanted to come on here and tell everybody, like, yeah, I thought I was ugly when I was young. You know what I'm saying? I really did. I had bad acne. But once I met my boyfriend, he made me feel comfortable and we worked. You know what I'm saying? Like, my father had bad acne. So, you know, by me meeting my boyfriend, it was like, okay, he loves me for me. It wasn't he loves me because I was dark skinned, I was light skinned, I had a big butt, and I got, nah, it wasn't none that. He just loved me for me. So that's why that bond is outrageous. Like, that bond is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Because, listen, basically, you know how people say they was he was with me from the bottom. He was with me from the bottom. You know what I'm saying? Now, I grew up. If you asking yourself, damn, do she still feel that way? No, I don't feel that way. Listen, excuse my friends, but I know I'm the baddest bitch out. The baddest dark-skinned female woman out, okay? Like, I'm my confidence is way high. When if you follow me on Instagram, you'll be like, oh, yeah, she's beautiful. Now I get guys trying to holler at me from North Dakota to West Virginia. And they going to stay right in them inboxes because y'all wasn't trying to holler at me when I was young, okay? Now that puberty hit or something. But anyway, let me not even go there. My father had bad acne and he always told me, like, you going to grow out of it. I had bad acne. I grew out of it. You know, his face is clear as day, whatever. But I just, you know, I had to come on Harlem Floor and tell my story because the way things are going now, I'm seeing too many videos that are displaying children saying they're ugly or they don't like the skin color they in. Or no, don't listen to none of this media stuff. Don't listen to none of these people that's gonna try to bash you. Don't listen to none of that. Your confidence come within you. It's gonna probably take time if you may feel that way, but you gotta find that light. You gotta find that brightness at the end of the tunnel, and you gonna make it. You gonna make it. None of you guys are ugly. None of you guys are ugly. I thought I was ugly. Listen, I proved myself wrong. Acne proved myself wrong. God proved me wrong. Like, I'm not ugly. Like, I'm not ugly. I'm beautiful. I'm a dark-skinned young lady. I am beautiful. And for all my fellow fans out there, if you feel this way, don't feel that way. It's easy said than done, but don't feel that way. Take my story and run with it. I say this only because I have closure within certain things that people may have said to me or certain things that people may have done to me. I have closure with all of that. Why? It's because I got good loving parents. I got a good loving sister. You know what I'm saying? Even though I may have that support and a lot of people out there that may not have that support, you got my support. Period. And it only takes one person to be like, boom, I got your back. And I'm telling y'all, famous day on Harlem's Flow, I got your back. Don't ever think you ugly. Don't ever feel like you being downgraded. Y'all all beautiful. all beautiful. And this colorism between dark skins and light skins, it has to stop. Light skins, y'all, to be honest with you, and I'm not trying to be ignorant, but light skins, y'all had y'all years. Y'all played out now. My dark skin woman is popping out. They black, they beautiful, they being on the front line of everything, and that's what I'm talking about. Cause you got a gorgeous young lady right here that is black entrepreneur, and she the front line of Harlem Flow. I know that's right. Okay. Sure, it don't get no better than that. But it's crazy the way that the world works. It's crazy that dark-skinned females are now just being on the front line after all these years, because people didn't feel like we were beautiful enough. It's actually sad. It's disgusting that we're actually now just being on. Now black dogs are just coming out rather than the light-skinned dolls. Dark skin dolls are just now being made and coming out. They're being on TV. Like, it's certain things like that. Like, I feel like we have to teach our kids from young. So when I seen that video and that little girl was like, no, I'm ugly. No, baby girl, you not ugly. I don't know if this ever going to reach her. I don't know if this ever going to reach the hair lady that was doing her hair. But you was not ugly, and I'm so proud of how that lady said it. It was, like, so touching. So touching. Because she's not ugly. She was so beautiful. I wanted to hug her. I wanted to find that little girl and say, girl, you was so beautiful. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, I try to get all my sources, all my facts from Fashion Nova. Look, there I go. I'm always wearing Fashion Nova. They better sign me today, tomorrow. But I always get my information and some of my information from the Shade Room, academics, you know what I'm saying? So I could bring facts and stuff like that to Harlem's Flow. So when she said that, I just was like, oh no. Like, I wanted to hug that little girl so bad. Like, you were so beautiful. So beautiful. Like, I have a goddaughter, and she is so gorgeous. She is so gorgeous. Like, I don't have any kids yet, but my godbaby is dark skin, and she's a beautiful dark skin girl, okay? Lord have mercy. I'm like, listen, our people were beautiful. Our dark skin people were beautiful. I'm beautiful, you know what I'm saying? I had my years when I felt like, damn, I was ugly and all of this. Like I said, once again, I had my support, even though my parents didn't know, and then, you know, me feeling the way I felt about my grandmother. Like, me and my grandmother wasn't cool. She was playing, you know, being racist towards me. But my father was like, he sat me down and talked to me and had a talk with me and was like, we love you. No matter how you may feel or you think people may treat you, we love you. And that's all that mattered. After that, my confidence skyrocketed. You couldn't tell me nothing. But honestly, the people that's out there that felt the way that I felt, or probably still feel the way I feel, I just want to say I love you. I'm going to end this here because this is my short story. I wanted to tell you guys it. Just know I'm okay. I'm always going to be okay. And it's life. You have to have like a different mindset dealing with a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, once you know the person and you have closure and you know the person is never going to change, you start to just fade away from that person or just keep your distance. You know what I'm saying? And it's okay. It's okay. Everything will be okay. I love y'all. This is your girl, Famous Day, and this is my short story. Make sure you guys are following us on Harlem's Flow, Instagram, Harlem's Flow, okay? Just like that, Harlem's Flow, for more updates, more insight. And yeah, just come follow us. We tuned in over there. Come join the club. Love y'all. Thank you for listening to my short story.